Yes, thanks, Kieran. Milford United are going back down the Moss Road with the points in the bag after they defeated neighbours Rathmullen Celtic 2-1 here at Flagpole Field. But early on, it was a very different story because the Rathmullen side took the lead inside the first minute through Jay Cannon as he connected with an Oisin McMenamin cross. It was looking good for Rathmullen in the early stages, but gradually as the half wore on, Milford coming back into things. As I say, the home side started well, and after that goal, Ronan Morris had a shot that came thundering off the post. Oisin McMenamin and Kevin Doran also had opportunities to increase their lead. But as the game approached half-time, Milford coming into it more, Gary Merritt had a couple of long-range efforts. Killian McBride, who was really industrious in midfield, he had a header just wide after a good spell. And just before the break, Corey Lee McLaughlin with a header off the bar when really he should have scored. But into the second half, and it was the visitors who drew level after just 5 minutes. Rathmullen failing to clear, and Cathal McGettigan pouncing, availing of the opportunity to put the ball into an unguarded net. And better was to come for Milford when on 64 minutes, Gary Merritt with a corner, and it deceived everybody, and the ball ending up going into the net with Merritt claiming the goal. Rathmullen piled on the pressure, particularly in the last quarter. Substitute Mark McAteer with a chance shooting just wide. Kevin O'Donnell had a shot saved by John Matthews. And indeed, Matthews was to become the hero for Milford in those closing stages, making a number of top-drawer saves, denying David Walsh on a couple of occasions. Kieran Gorman had a scramble of a shot at the post, and Lorcan Friel intervening at the last moment to get the ball wide, rather than seeing the ball going into the net. At the other end, Finn Coll on a counter-attack for Milford, a decent effort from long range, which clipped the top of the crossbar. Milford, though, they'll feel they fully deserve this victory. Plenty of fight and spirit for them. It's their first win of the season. For Rathmullen, that's three defeats in a row, so they're playing catch-up early on in the campaign. At Flagpole Field, it's all over. It's finished. Rathmullen Celtic 1, Milford United 2.